fourth parak of Shkolim, Mishnah Zayin. In the previous Mishnah, we learned halachas of somebody, his matish, his nechosim, and he had ketores. What do we do with that? Now we're talking about somebody's matish, his nechosim, which generally goes to Bedek Abayis, and he had animals that could be brought as korbanos. So matish nechosim, v'hoisa behem behema ruya lagavi mizbeach. And an animal that could be brought as korbanos, chorin kevet, both males and females. So what do you do? You can't bring them for Bedek Abayis, because the halacha is the matish and behema that could be brought as a korban, it must be brought as a korban. And Eliezer says that the male animals should be sold for people. They need a korban ola. The female animals that cannot be brought as an ola should be sold to people that need a korban shlomim. The male, these two animals will be brought as korbanos because the one who bought them will bring them as a korban. Now, the one who's makdish these animals has the money that were paid for these animals. What does he do with the money that he received in exchange of these animals? So maybe Yitzhak Shah Nechosim Lebedek Abayis. According to Rabbi Eliezer, the money also goes to Bedek Abayis. So the bottom line is, every part of the Nechosim goes to Bedek Abayis, some go directly to Bedek Abayis, and other ones are animals which are sold for Kabonis, and the money goes to Bedek Abayis. Rabbi Shua disagrees, and he says, Chorim Atma Yikripul Oilus. He says the concept that we say that if you matish something that can be brought as a Kabon, should be brought as a Kabon, requires that when a person says his matzish is his nechosim, we assume that the behemoths are going to be directly brought as a korban. But what type of korban? Since he wants a bedek abayis, means he wants it to be kuloi lashem. So the male ones are yikrivu olos. The male animals that he's marked to be brought directly as olos. The kavis, the female ones, yimakul tzoch is ibrei shlomim. They have to be sold for shlom because they cannot be brought as an ola. Ola has to be a male. So basically what's coming out of Rabbi Yeshua is that all his property goes to Bedek Abayis and all the animals will be brought as oilers, either directly or indirectly. So all the nechazim go to Bedek Abayis. Akiva says, right, is Divrei Rabbi Eliezer and Divrei Shimon. I prefer Rabbi Eliezer's opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Eliezer hishvas midasa. He says that everything goes the Bedek Abayis. Rabbi Shua Cholok. Rabbi Shua says that part goes to Bedek Abayis and part goes to Korban Oila. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer is more straightforward. Omar Rabbi Papias. Rabbi Papias says, Shemati Kedivri Shneim. I heard that sometimes Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, sometimes like Rabbi Shua. Shemati Shbisbeirul. Shema says explicitly that he wants everything to go to Bedek Abayis, Kedivri Rabbi Eliezer. Then you sell the Korbanis and you use the money for Bedek Abayis. Amati Shtam. He says, Shtam is Matish Olos Nechosim. The assumption is that he wants the animals to go to Oilus, and therefore, in that point, the halachas is Rabbi Yeshua.